Brigadier General D.S. Hooda, the former commander of the Northern Command in the Army, and we are talking about the skirmishes on the line of actual control in Eastern Ladakh. General, welcome to the print.
Thank you, Jyoti.
General Hooda, you know the topography well. As head of the Northern Command, you've been to these areas, to the from Daulat Beg Oldi to the Galwan Valley, where the current face-off between Indian and Chinese soldiers is taking place. Tell us what's happening on the ground.
Jyoti, you know, I know as much as you all because I'm also seeing things in the media. The only difference probably is, you know, I know the geography quite well, having been there. The standoff is apparently taking place in two areas. One, of course, is the Pengong Song.
Yeah.
And
which is the big link between India and China, and the line of actual control cuts across the lake.
Yeah, true. So the lake is about 2/3 in Chinese territory, about 1/3 in our area. The differing perceptions are, you know, where exactly does the line of control lie on the northern bank of the Pengong? And so where does it cut across from the north? And there are various fingers like spurs which jut down into the lake from the northern side. And so there is a difference in perception whether it lies at finger 2, which is on our side, or lies at finger 8, which is, you know, more towards the Chinese side. So that's one area where there have been differences in the past. There have been issues about patrolling in this area. So that's where the first time.
If you can just explain, what is a finger? What do you call in army jargon? What would you mean by that?
Yeah, okay. Just assume on the northern bank, you know, the ground rises up and there is a height. And from this height, you have like fingers jutting out from the height, which come down, say from a knuckle, for example, and fingers going down into the lake area. Mm-hmm. And so we have designated these fingers starting from the west to the east as finger 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
The Chinese feel the line of actual control is further to the west in the area of finger 2.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously both sides patrol up to what their perception is. I mean, what's the way to show that this area belongs to you is basically by physical presence and patrolling.
Right.
So we would patrol up to finger 8. They would patrol up to finger 2. Apparently now there has been some issue in this area about you are blocking our patrols, or you know our patrols are not being permitted to go up to where we feel our perception of the LAC. And I think this issue has, at least at the local level, you know, and then we've had some physical scuffles, and what we are hearing now is that the Chinese have come into this area. They're trying to construct a bunker, which is a complete change from what was happening in the past, because generally in areas that are disputed, Jyoti, both sides patrol, but there is a conscious decision not to make anything permanent in this area. Further north, as you go up, you know, the northernmost point is the Karakoram Pass, and we have a road which takes off from a place called Darbuk. It's called the DSDBO road, Darbuk Shok. DBO. DBO is where we have a advanced airfield.
So that's Daulat Beg.
And then it goes on to, absolutely.
Okay.
And then the road goes on to Karakoram Pass. Now this obviously for us is a very critical and crucial road, because this is the main road which connects our northern areas of Eastern Ladakh with the rest of Ladakh. Now Galwan River comes in from the Chinese side and comes and meets up with the Shok River.
Mm-hmm.
And here the distance between our road and the LAC, as we call it, is about 5 to 7 kilometers.
Mm-hmm. So it's right along the LAC.
Coming from the Galwan River flows in from the east and comes along a valley, and then you know, comes and meets up with the Shok River, on which we have our road.
Okay.
Now I know there is a lot of talk about the Galwan Post and it was attacked in 1962, which is true. But After that, there has never been a dispute about where the alignment of the LAC lies. As I said, in Pengongso, there is a differing perception between finger 2 and finger 8.
Yeah.
But as far as the Galwan Valley is concerned, there has never been an issue about where the LAC lies, what's the exact alignment, which is our area, which is the Chinese area. There has rarely been any patrol standoff in these areas. So therefore, it's a bit of a worry that this is a new sort of area that is being opened up by the Chinese.
But why?
Because you can understand where there are disputes and where there are differing perceptions. But why should the Chinese be wanting to do something in what can almost be called a settled area? So that's the other place where there appears to be a large standoff between our soldiers and Chinese soldiers.
Right. So why do you think the Chinese are doing this? If this is a settled area in the Galwan Valley, or acknowledged to be settled between the two sides, why are the Chinese raising the temperature at this time?
I think, Jyoti, it's to do with the larger picture. So it isn't to do with some local incursions. Or as you hear statements from the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs that, you know, India is trying to construct some infrastructure or is trying to block trolls from coming into our areas. I think there is a larger game plan. There is obviously an attempt to put some pressure on India and to coerce India. What their final intentions are, Jyoti, I don't know. You know, because we don't know what demands they have made. But certainly, it's not some local incident that has triggered it. Also, obviously, if you are looking at deployments and moves in over such a vast area, it's not something that has been done by a local commander. Sometimes that happens. You know, local commanders want to sort of assert themselves, and in a particular area, they will send patrols. But these are well-coordinated moves across various areas, including, in fact, even Sikkim. And therefore, I would think that this is planned at a reasonably high level. And the attempt, obviously, is to pressurize India. As I said, I don't know what the intentions are. We will get to know once some kind of negotiations take place and some demands are made.
But are the Chinese intruding into so-called Indian territory, or is there the line of actual control where you just said that both the Chinese troops are on their side and the Indian troops are on the Indian side? Is there any intrusion into the Indian side?
So it appears to be so. If the Chinese had remained on their side and we had sort of remained on our side, I don't think you would have had this crisis because both sides would have been on their own side of the line. Certainly, there is an intrusion in Pengongso, and certainly there is some level of intrusion also in the area of Galwan Valley, in what is known as Galwan Nala. There has been some intrusion by the Chinese side. That actually is the main issue of concern. We don't really get sort of too worked up if Chinese remain on their own side. It's only when they come on our side and try and establish something like a permanent presence. I mean, it's been now, they're saying almost 20 days.
So this road from Darbuk to Shiok to Daulatbek Oldi, what is the significance of this road that has just been built?
So Jyoti, this is the main sort of lifeline into the northern areas of eastern Ladakh. And these northern areas that we're talking about, the road leading to Karakoram Pass, which is our main sort of identified boundary point with Pakistan. It has the Daulatbek Oldi advanced landing ground, which is an airfield at which even C-130s have landed. So it's extremely critical for us, for aerial resupply. If you look east-west, it's also an area that provides some kind of, a link with Siachen. And therefore, for us, subsector north is an absolutely critical area. And this is the road which which connects up with subsector north.
So explain to me, when you know, you said there is a game plan that the Chinese have, but if you were to conjecture what the issues are, what would you imagine? Is it that the Chinese are taking revenge for Doklam?
Jyoti, I wouldn't directly link it to Doklam. I think it's a larger sort of geopolitical game that is going on. And a lot of people ask this question, you know, why now, why is China doing this? They are under pressure because of the US-China trade war. There is a lot of pressure internationally on the way that they've handled this whole, you know, coronavirus. There is talk of industry moving out of China. Mm-hmm. And so people wonder, why now? Why does China want to open another front with India?
Right.
And I think it's precisely for these reasons that they're doing it. I think they're trying to send a message that please don't think that all these incidents have made us weak or that we have lost our geopolitical strength. And so you see this kind of adventurism, if I may call it, not only on the India border. You see it in South China Sea. You see a huge sort of nationalistic surge that you know, the political leadership has done within the country against Taiwan. You see the kind of pressure they are building up on Australia, you know, threatening a huge amount of trade sanctions. So I think what they're trying to show is, please don't consider that we are on the back foot. And I think what they're doing now across the LSE is part of the same message.
So why is it that the LSE, or the line of actual control, which stretches from Ladakh in the north or in the west all the way to Arunachal Pradesh in the east, about 4,000 kilometers in length, why is it that it's still not demarcated between India and China? It's been so many years, in fact, decades.
So Jyoti, I completely agree with you. I mean, this should have been the first step. Unfortunately, for this, the blame completely goes to the Chinese side. They have resisted demarcating the LSE. I know India-China relations are what they are. But on this issue, frankly, India has been saying for a long time that let's demarcate the LSE. And let me just explain a little, Jyoti, just for your viewers. So what is the LSE and why do we call it the LSE? So it's called the line of actual control, which is which side is controlling up to which area. So on the west, say in Ladakh, on the west, India is controlling up to the line of actual control. And to the east of the line of actual control is Chinese control. That's why it's called the line of actual control.
Right.
Now what has happened is there are differing perceptions. So the Indians say, no, actually our control is up to a specific area. For example, finger 8 in Pengong. So the Chinese say, no, our control is up to finger 2. Hmm. Now this whole problem will disappear if both sides agree this is the alignment of the line of actual control on the ground or on the map. Then both sides will be clear as to where their areas lie.
Exactly.
The LSE has nothing to do with the border. Hmm. So the border agreement is a completely separate issue. Where do the borders lie? We are only talking about which side is controlling up to which area. And right. Once this demarcation is done, all this pass over whose area our patrolling limits, all that will go away. Unfortunately, we have been asking the Chinese that this is the best way to go. It will reduce tensions immediately in the area because then you will have no differing perceptions. Unfortunately, the Chinese are dragging their feet and are not wanting to go. Now, I don't know whether there is some reason.
Why? Because why are they dragging their feet?
This is a pressure point for them. You want to pressurize India, so see what they're doing now. See what happened in Chumar, for example, in 2014.
Yeah.
They tried to come come in and build a road and said, no, no, our perception of the LAC is further north than what you people think. So we want to build a road into that area. I think it's a way for them to keep this alive, to keep a little pressure on India at various points. So that is the reason why they have resisted. In fact, in the past, there has also been a proposal to exchange maps.
Hmm.
Of this is our perception, this is your perception. Let's at least exchange maps to come to an agreement. And that was done in the central sector and on the UP-Tibet border. But again, exchange of maps for the western sector and Ladakh for the eastern sector has not happened. Again, I think there is Chinese resistance to it.
So just the last couple of questions, General, you talked about, or I asked you about Doklam. Now, even in Doklam, although this was in a third country in Bhutan, the Chinese tried to change the status quo by trying to build a road. And that's when the Indian troops who are stationed in Bhutan were asked by the Bhutanese to resist that advance. So can you compare what happened in Doklam with what's happening in Ladakh today?
I said in some ways it's different, and that's the reason I'm calling the current face-off as more worrisome and a little more serious. Okay. And let me try and explain that. See, if you look at the past incidents, you look at Doklam, you look at Chumar, in 2013 we had a Depsang. These were incidents that were localized to a geographical area. So if it was Doklam, it was Doklam. If it was Chumar, it was Chumar. There was great clarity on both sides as to what do we want. So Chinese said, we want to build the road. We said, no, you can't build the road. The current standoff happening at Pengongso, at three, four places in Galwan. Now, we are not very sure as to what the reasons are, why have they come in, what do they want. It's not geographically sort of isolated to one area. There was a great degree of restraint on both sides not to use force. That seems to have this time gone out of the window. If reports are to be believed that the Chinese came armed with rods, etc. So I think there is a difference. Maybe, Jyoti, I think the Chinese have realized that their tactics in the past of trying to force their way in a particular area haven't worked. I mean, Chumar didn't succeed for them. Doklam didn't succeed. So maybe this time they're thinking, let's expand the areas, let's try and put more pressure on whatever their demands are. And that's why, to me, the current situation is a little more serious than in the past.
General, let me ask you about the Army Chief General Naravane, who made a very indirect comment. He did not name China. This is, of course, regarding the Nepal's new map, which incorporates Indian territories like Lipu Lake, Kalapani, and Limpiadhura, where he said that perhaps the Nepalese are doing this with a signal from another country. Now, he did not name China, like I said, but in your view, should the army chief have said something like that?
Jyoti, you're putting me in a spot. But let me say, these are diplomatic issues, best left to be handled by diplomats, because sometimes comments like this unnecessarily create controversy as it has. So perhaps, these are things best left for diplomats to do. Because I also feel that maybe the whole Nepal India issue and the alignment of the border in Lipu Lake perhaps could have been handled with more maturity and wisdom at the diplomatic level, and probably then it wouldn't have reached this stage.
So thank you very much for your time, General Huda, and please continue to subscribe to the print, watch us, read us, and do refer us to your friends and family, and follow us on social media.